brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now already into the second hour of this live Wednesday, the 22nd day of February 2006 edition. She joined us a few weeks ago, but now she's got even more details from her little visit to the Davos Economic Forum, World Taxation, this huge control grid going in. Joan Vion joins us in this hour, and we'll take your calls and get into a bunch of other important news items. Again, we're going to get more into this story. Bob Woodward tells the San Antonio Express News he's worried about America turning into a dictatorship, a police state after the next terror attack that will be much larger than 9/11. And more on the UAE situation, how it's only the tip of the proverbial ice cube. Right now, let's go to the calls. Earl in Florida, welcome, sir.
Yes, Alex. Yes, I wanted to know how does the Vatican tie into all of this? I mean, the powerful organization that they are. I mean, it's basically a nation within itself. They don't. Their own military, own economy. I mean, how do they plan this? I mean, even though over in Europe, they conquered Europe, they had so much power and control over that particular area.
Well, if you believe certain views of history, which I tend to lean towards, they began to lose their monopoly of power over the Western world, or quote, old known world, explored world, around the time of Henry VIII with the break, and then that's when the British Empire, allied with the Dutch, began to emerge and supplant monopoly of power by the Vatican. But certainly the Vatican has been involved in innumerable corruptions, just like any other major organization. And at the same time, you have Ratzinger openly calling for a new world order, the new pope. Pope John Paul II called for it and says that all religions are basically the same. And it totally violates Catholic doctrine, much less Christian, beliefs in the Bible. So, a lot of Catholics I know, Hutton Gibson's been on the show. It's horrible what's going on at the Catholic Church. So, you know, where it went bad or how it went bad is up for debate. But there's no debating now that it is New World Order all the way. I mean, the Pope just called for a New World Order again, a global government, global taxation, global regulation. But then at the other side, you know, I'll agree with Ratzinger. I mean, he's against attacking Iran. Does that answer your question, Earl?
Yes, that's pretty much.
I mean, what's your view on it?
Well, just like you made mention earlier about the British controlling Iraq and most of those Middle East nations over there.
I mean, they own Burger King. I mean, well, they just sold it. I mean, they own everything. It's a joke. That doesn't mean the British people either. When I talk about China being corrupt, it doesn't mean I'm anti-Chinese. Sorry, go ahead.
I believe basically the Vatican, you know, is one of the most powerful organizations on the face of the earth, and most major foundations and corporations are owned by the Vatican.
Well, I haven't seen the evidence of that.
Well, they
own a lot, though. I know they own a big part of South Texas. I mean, I'm not debating the holdings of the Vatican. Thanks for the call. Listen, here's why I stand on the Vatican. Everybody wants to perseverate on which group it is that totally is in control. And I've looked at the evidence. I've really done the research, and I believe it's the British and Dutch royal families. It's really one royal family, and the Rothschilds married in together. So that's what my evidence shows. And then I've almost been bullied by people. Well, no, you better say it's the Jews. Well, my evidence doesn't show, and certainly all groups are involved, but it doesn't show that, quote, Jews are running it, or it doesn't show the Vatican's running it. It's an Illuminati. Do they have their agents in control of most major groups? Yes. And then I'll get bullied, you know, three calls in a row. Hey, you better have this guy on about the Vatican running it all. And I'm like, well, I'll think about that. And they're real bullying. And then the person who I haven't had on because they were trying to pressure me then comes out and says, oh, I'm bad and bears false witness against me and makes up some story about me. But it's comic book. You know, so again, there have been a lot of people that, like, you better interview me. Well, okay, I'll think about it. Well, you won't interview me. You're a Jesuit agent. I've never met a Jesuit. See, but I mean, it doesn't matter. Can we just fight the New World Order? Can we fight what they're doing? Can we fight what they're doing to our Bill of Rights instead of just perseverating?
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I have a thick book here in my hand. It's only $17.95. The United Nations Global Straitjacket by Joan Vian, author of Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. He's in the news today saying he's a political dissident. He's going to lead us against the global order. See, that's how they do it. That's in the what is that, in the London Telegraph today. Folks, this is a book you've absolutely got to get. We are carrying it. It's put out by Hearthstone Publishing, Oklahoma City. They're the same folks that printed up my book, America Destroyed by Design. And it is, no, that's my first documentary. They put up my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. And you need to get this book. It's available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We're expanding the books and videos, but only the best. That we carry here at InfoWars.com, and it's a book you need to have. Now, we hear about the UAE. That's a public-private partnership. That's where they hand over these governmentally controlled and owned ports that previously was owned by the British, but it was more of a lease, to permanently hand it over to United Arab Emirates, which itself, again, was set up by the British, and around 80% of the profits go into U.S. and British oil companies. The Arabs get a fraction. They just conspicuously consume what older elites have learned not to do. And the elites of today are masters at having their empire be right below the surface. Now the International Bank of Settlements has come out, and we put the article out. We saw a small blurb in a financial publication about this, and Paul Watson wrote an article yesterday that's gotten a lot of traction, where they're openly announcing they want a world tax, basically, and with that, a world currency, merging the American Union and the EU with the Asian Union, which the Trilateral Commission has been calling for right around, 25, 26 years. Now, Joan Vion has been to these meetings. She's been to, dozens and dozens of them. I know it's, 14 major ones, she said last time, and many other smaller global meetings, population summits. So she's there. She gets the audio. She writes the articles. She's written a book about it. It's global straitjacket. It is, the UN is the governmental management body for these private corporations that themselves are certified and licensed by the equivalent of the British East India Company, the old consortium. And, of course, that is the Bank of England, the Rothschilds, and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, known to the general public as the House of Windsor. That's a brand name. You know, the average Brit, I've been on British radio many, many times, probably 50 times plus, and when I'm on there, I go, hey, I ask the listeners, what's the name of your royal family? We just hear she's Queen Elizabeth. What's her last name? And they, most of them can't call in and tell you. Then you say, well, you know, they're German. And no, it's a lie. And the host will go, well, no, actually, they're Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. And so see, that's brainwashing, folks, when you don't even know you've got a German royal family brought over 200 plus years ago, 240 years ago now, brought over, and the people don't even know it. And then, of course, the German royal family of England is the German royal family of the Dutch, is the German royal family of Cyprus, is the German royal family of Spain. It's all the same crew. They're all intermarried. Joan Vion, back from the Davos World Economic Forum. We had her on via cell phone in the airport for 30 minutes or so a few weeks ago, but now we've got her for the rest of this hour to detail this and public-private partnerships and what's really going on. Joan, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, Alex Jones, it's always great to be on your show. I can't talk fast enough, that's for sure. Let's just talk for a moment about the Bank for International Settlements. I want to get back to the Brits because, you know, all roads lead to Britain. I don't care what you say. They all lead to Britain, not Rome. They all lead to Britain. You know, it's very
Did you just hear that last segment with that guy?
No, I did not.
Well, I mean, that's what people love to do. I mean, obviously, the Vatican's corrupt. It's calling for a world government. It's in the New World Order. There's no debate, but they want a debate. They want to force us to not say it's the British, and I think they're probably British agents. I've been bullied lately to come out against the Vatican and say they run it all. I'm saying they're in the New World Order. I'm saying they're doing bad stuff, but that isn't enough. I've got to say it's not the British. I've got, when I know that's who owns everything.
That is. You know, Alex, I have been covering global meetings for 11 years, and I am so sorry I never made a list of all the things that I uncovered here and there, researching key people here, there, everywhere else, who's been knighted, who hasn't. I mean, it's like...
Our CIA was founded openly by the British Institute of International Affairs, OSS, everything.
Yeah, and it all leads back to the British. I mean, it is unbelievable to me. My... the research that I've done on the British, of course, my first book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, you know, Prince Charles, you know, people, when I talk to them about Prince Charles, they say, you're crazy. And the bottom line is no. Most Brits don't even believe or want to believe when I talk to them about Prince Charles and what he's done, you know, public.
That's because they own most of the tabloids that openly try to make themselves look stupid. It is an
Absolutely.
Imperial tactic to make them look like some type of vestigial creature.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's just unbelievable. You know, when we start talking about who runs the world, I mean, you know, whether you're talking the ports, whether you're talking anything, as I read, as I research, I say, you know, this is so brilliant. It's demonically brilliant.
Well, Joan, I can boil it down, and I'm going to try to stop interrupting to this. I watch C-SPAN. I don't watch regular TV. I do watch some C-SPAN an hour or so a week. I do research. And you watch body language. Whenever Alan Greenspan was around Bush, Bush was at an underling. He was he was bowing.
Yep.
Bill Clinton did the same. I've seen Greenspan and Bush with the Queen of England. They are literally acting like they are peon employees, and the CEO is there. They don't even look her in the eyes. They look down. You can see the body language.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting. My first Bank for International Settlements meeting back in, I think, 1998. At that time, they had...
How many meetings you been to?
Well, I've been to a total of, I think, 89 or 90 meetings, but...
You said 14 of something. Well, last time you were on... What particular have you been to 14 of?
I've been to 8 of World Economic Forum. I've been to 8 of the Bank for International Settlements. You know, I've been to like 10 bank for international settle. Excuse me, international monetary fund.
I was just seeing if my memory was operating correctly. Please continue. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead, Joan.
Anyway, so they put us at this luncheon table with different central bank ministers, and because my name sounds French and is partially French, I was at the table with Jean-Claude Trichet, who was then the central bank minister of France, who is now the ECB central bank minister. And anyway, I got there early. I was the only woman at the table. Everybody else, of course, if they're not a female, they're male. And so I'm having this discussion with this Austrian central bank minister next to me, and he was very surprised that I was there, that I flew in for a one-day meeting, which really boils down to a one-hour press briefing. And I said, well, he said, well, why do you bother coming over here for 1 hour? I said, isn't this the most important meeting in the world? And he looked at me. He said, what do you mean? I said, I beg your pardon. I said, aren't you a central bank minister for Austria? Yes. I said, don't you control the monetary system of your country? Well, I said, well, you do, don't you? Well, yes. I said, does that not make you the most important man in Austria? I said, come on. I said, Bill Clinton doesn't have the power in America. It's Alan Greenspan. And so anyway, everybody came, and we're having this nice, polite luncheon. And in the middle of the luncheon, when I'm trying to be, you know, very cool and quiet and demure, this man looks over and he says, Jean-Claude. And I thought, oh. He says, this lady says that Alan Greenspan has more power than Clinton. Well, all the men started laughing. And they just laughed and they laughed, and so I laughed. And, you know, that was the big joke, that Alan Greenspan had more power than Clinton. But it isn't a joke. It isn't a joke. I have been to a number of Bank for International Settlements meetings, and I've been sometimes, Alex, the only reporter asking about global taxation, global currency. I have asked about global currency for the last couple years. In their annual report for 2005, they did mention just something about, you know, perhaps we'd have to go to some kind of regional currency, or maybe the regional currency would be a stepping stone to a global currency. And so I asked this question.
Instead of dollarized, globalized.
Yes.
You also have your currencies, but they're pinned to one benchmark.
That's right. And so I asked this to Malcolm Knight, who is, now let's get Malcolm Knight straight. Malcolm Knight, Dr. Malcolm Knight, who is now the new Bank for International Settlements Managing Director, was the central bank minister for Canada, which means he's owned by the Queen. Furthermore, he has a PhD and a master's from the London School of Economics. So, you know, let's get his thinking straight as well. So
that's
Keynesian,
sure.
That's right. So I asked this question about, you know, do you see a regional currency? Do you see a global currency as a stepping stone to regional currency, as has been suggested by, you know, various key economists that I mentioned? And he said to me, well, global imbalances are a concern, and, you know, we need to do some things, and we need to get savings up. He said, but I really think you're talking a long-run, you know, a long-run idea.
But now they've announced it. It's in the news.
Well, let me say this, that I went, I have interviewed the chief economist, William White, a number of times. We're on almost first-name basis. I mean, he knows who I am, certainly, and I've done interviews even 1 year I was ill, and he agreed to do an interview here in the States. I mean, I just called him up, and we did an hour-long.
Okay, so you talked to him?
Yeah, I talked to an hour-long interview, yeah.
Okay, what did he say?
Well, he issued a working paper called 193 for people who want to go to the Bank for International Settlements website, go under working papers, and or research. Go under working papers.
Okay, and what did he say?
He basically said that, you know, we would have to, that's a prime consideration for a global currency. and for economic imbalances that occur now, right now in the world economy.
Well, you were there just the last Davos meeting, and it was in the Associated Press that they're calling for global taxation. So let's talk about the specifics of these global taxes, and let's get into public-private partnerships. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Beyond has so much information that I just want to go through in bullet points. Joan, you've got so much information for us. We've only got about 35 minutes left and a few breaks in there. Run through what happened this year, because it was in mainstream news, what you've been talking about for years. Open calls for world taxation on currency transfers, oil at the wellhead, and then how that ties in now to the Bank of Settlements coming out. And I'm digging the article out here. It's right in front of me, where they're now saying, oh, yeah, we need a global currency to fix all our problems.
Well, obviously, you know, we go back to John Maynard Keynes. We go back to the debt that's been created. We go back to the fact that all levels of government are broke. So when you have all levels of government are broke, you need, as Klaus Schwab said in Davos, you need new rules, new institutions, and creative leadership. Well, you know, they, as you know, they don't really explain to you and I, the peasants, what they really mean, but obviously we're now seeing, we seem to be at the end of the cycle whereby, the dollar is dead, the world's gonna go off the dollar and into some other kind of, world currency. You know, if we go to the euro and they trash the dollar, you know, the world will be in great trouble. It's not just the U.S., it's all the countries of the world. So, therefore, you need to have other kinds of, quote-unquote, safety nets to help people up or to help countries up, whatever the case may be, or whether whoever is going to be the end user here. And, therefore, you know, the call for global taxation has been, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, but now it's really out in the open, and that was as a result of Jacques Chirac a year ago. This year, it's commonplace. Last year, it was like, oh, my. And people thought about it and said, well, hey, that's a great idea. This year, it's all part of the agenda. You know, well, hey, you know, if we need, you know, let's just tax, do a global tax. You know, here in the United States, we are faced with the reform of our tax system. President Bush is calling for, unofficially, possibly a value-added tax or a national capital gains tax, both the same. And you, if you add that on top of what we have here in America, and then you start adding this idea of a global tax. You know, France was the first one to pass a tax on airline tickets in December. Other countries are going to follow suit.
The EU is calling for an internet tax.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Jacques Chirac told me in June at the Glen Eagles G8 meeting that, hey, they had a whole lot of other kinds of taxes planned, you know, depending on what happened with the airline tax. So when you start taking a look at what has been set in place, let's go back real quickly. We go back to the income tax in America. We go back to the Federal Reserve. We go back to being taken off the gold standard and John Maynard Keynes and Keynesian economics. Here we are now in the 40s and the 50s and predominantly the 90s were used to set up an international system, the UN, the IMF, the World Trade, the International Criminal Court.
And here's an example. Europe doesn't want genetically modified crops being grown. The people don't want it. 90%+ in major polls. But then the World Trade Organization, because of international agreements, a private group set up in 96, comes in and says, no, by law, you will take this. You will grow this. I mean, that's global government right there.
Yeah, that's global control, yeah. You know, so we have this. In the meantime, America is broke. All the levels of government are broke. Prince Charles comes in 1990, and he basically starts the whole foundation for public-private partnership. You know, it's real interesting. I have been doing some research, as I do every year, on who comes. And I mentioned this last time, that you have this inner core of people that are Council for Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, you know, Aspen, the Club of Rome.
Just this handful of groups, and then you will see their key functionaries, say, at an Internet 2 meeting, running that with the major Internet companies, telling them how to take control and tax and regulate free speech on the web. You'll see them at the major environmental summits hammering out state laws on taking private property. You'll see them lobbying the Supreme Court to rule that there's not private property. So we see them at every key level.
Absolutely.
Globally changing the policy. Now let's get into public-private partnerships. You know, we think of that as privatization, but it really isn't.
Well, you know, when you look at public-private partnership, you know, you have government. Government's broke. Government needs a buyout. So they take on who has the money, and it's the corporations. Now, let's take a look at the CEO that's a member of the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral, the Council for Foreign Relations, you know? Hey, they all go back to the Queen. You know, the Bilderbergers were started by Prince Bernard, Queen Beatrice's father.
Of the Netherlands.
Of the Netherlands.
Cousins to Queen Elizabeth.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the Queen is on, the Queen Beatrice is part of the Queen's inner circle on the Order of the Garter.
Stay there. I want to explain to people what public-private partnerships are.
Getting to it.
You know, when we get back from this quick break, Joan Bion is our guest. You've got to get her book. I mean, it is an easy read. It's a thick book. It's It's 500, almost 500 pages long, 450 plus pages long, and it's $17.95 up on Infowars.com right now. Go get it. Learn the truth. Become an expert on the subject.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel diesel fuel conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
Be on our guests for a minute or two, and Jeff and Mike and many others that are holding, we'll get to your calls for our guests. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. We're carrying Dylan Avery's new 9/11 documentary, Loose Change Second Edition, that is heads and shoulders above his last film. It was excellent in its own right, but Loose Change 1. Loose Change 2, September 11th, was not a surprise attack on America, but rather a cold and calculated genocide by our own government. We were told that the Twin Towers were hit by commercial airliners, and it goes on and on and on, and that jet fuel brought them down. It's really a well-done documentary. You need to have it, 1995, up on Infowars.com right now. We have Joan Vions, the United Nations Global Straitjacket, her new book, 1795. It's excellent. You need to have it. We have Tex Mar's new book, Codex Magica, getting into what the elites do behind the scenes and their hidden gang sign language they're using in plain view of everyone. It's like learning a new language, like French or German or Spanish. It's such an important book. And when you get that with my new film, The Order of Death, the new footage inside Bohemian Grove and a lot more, you get a huge discount on the DVD, the new film, and on Codex Magica. So one of the lowest prices you'll find out there anywhere on Codex Magica when you get it with The Order of Death, available in the video and bookstore at Infowars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Going back to Joan Vion, give us, of course, we have links on Infowars.com to your website, but tell us about your website and some of the other books and things you've written, and then let's get into public-private partnerships in this new, really isn't new, but they're calling it the new British Empire.
My website is womensgroup.org, and they can go there. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of information for them to purchase, which is how, like you, I am supported. There are a lot of economic newsletters. I have an economic newsletter that talks about a global tax and a global currency. I have just a lot of information. They can call 301-371-0541 and get an information packet. We'd be more than happy to talk to them.
301-371-0541 or go to womensgroup.org.
That's right. Now, public-private partnership. In Chapter 2 of Global Straitjacket, I spend a heck of a lot of time talking about reinventing government and public-private partnership. Let me tell you three things that it does before I explain it.
Let me try to boil it down, though, and see if from your unique perspective, this is a correct summation. Private companies said, hey, we can become the government ourselves and privatize it. We'll go pay off the politicians for cut-rate prices, pennies on the dollar, to just sell us the infrastructure and the government itself, and then we can double, triple, quadruple prices and rape the living daylights out of people.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. A deconstruction of government, a transfer of wealth, most importantly, a loss of representative government. And then when you start taking a look at these corporations and the CEOs, they're members of the CFR, the Trilateral, the Council for Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome. They are all in on this. I mean, these people are not sweethearts. You know, I was at an international meeting, and I asked the president of the International Chamber of Commerce if public-private partnership was where corporations were co-managing with government. She got furious with me. She didn't even know how to talk. And she finally said, well, because I said to her, what kind of firewalls will you put in place to protect that the corporation doesn't become a co-manager with government? Oh, my goodness. She was speechless.
Because you just let the cat out of the bag, but their own policy reports say that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Alex, that's what I have done when I have gone to these meetings. I basically call a cat and a dog, and I let it out of the bag, or I preempt them, you know, so that everybody in back of me can say, oh, gee, my goodness, is that what they're doing?
Now, Joan, I've heard you in the past, and you're right on target for my own research, but you've been to all these meetings. I just read what they, you know, say in the minutes of the meetings, the next best thing. But you're there, and you hear a lot of stuff that didn't even in the minutes. But explain how the British Commonwealth works. And in this global Commonwealth, they've got 20 countries. We've only got one vote. And how the UN Security Council and all of this is controlled by the British Crown. Explain that for people.
Absolutely. I mean, this is absolutely fabulous. It is absolutely brilliant. I mean, you know, you create an international level, okay, where you have all the international, the WTO, the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, and then you allow the British and the Commonwealth. They have 54 members that are a part of the Commonwealth. Some of them are former colonies. But
there's around 20 that have the high-level voting rights, correct?
There's about 20 that have high-level voting rights. That's correct. But what I'm saying is that when you take a look at whether it's the Bank for International Settlements, the World Trade, the World Health, the IMF, the World Bank, we are outvoted on the international level by all the Commonwealth countries that pledge allegiance to the Queen.
And basically all the power of the UN is in the Security Council, the G8, and then when you have the 170-something member countries there, it's just a debating club. They have no power.
That's right.
It's really just a co-opting
house. That's right. That's right. That's absolutely
right. Take some time and break that down, because I've heard you on other shows break that down.
Well, you have a situation whereby, for example, if you look at the World Trade Organization, there are 35 members who are members of the World Trade, who are also members of the UN, and the 35 members pledge allegiance to the Queen through the Commonwealth. So you potentially have 35 votes by the Commonwealth against America's one. And that's how it's working all over the international level. The only place where we currently have a one-to-one vote are the five permanent members of the Security Council. And if they add India, if they add Australia, if they add Canada, it'll be 2-1. Because all those countries are members of the Commonwealth. When we start taking a look at even the free trade areas of the Americas, come on, you have America merging with Canada. Canada belongs to the Queen.
And see, that's how they started the EU. They call it a trade deal, and I have professors on, I have globalists on, and they go, yeah, we're merging with Canada and Mexico. All the agreements are ongoing, expanding, but the American people think it's a trade deal. No, it's merging our governments.
That's right. How do you merge America?
They're having joint sessions with the Parliament of Canada
and
the Congress of Mexico. They had, what, one last year?
Mm-hmm. That's right. How do you do that? Okay? How do you do that? You have... Here in the free trade areas of the Americas, there are 14 countries that are part of the Commonwealth. You know, when you start taking a look at the Bahamas and look at St. Kitts and all the little islands in the Bahamas, they're all part of the Commonwealth.
And even when they claim it's not a Commonwealth, like British Honduras, now Belize or India, as you said, still it's the British corporations in control of those governments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, come on, Alex, this is absolutely demonically brilliant that the Brits would have done this. I mean, you know, it was Churchill and
Why do you think they're selling to the UAE?
Yeah.
Or United Arab Emirates. Why are they selling to them? I mean, I know that country's dominated by the British and was set up and carved up and set up by them, but the British, see, foreigners already own those ports, folks. Why are people freaking out over being Arabs now?
That's right. I mean, it's almost a mute point. It's a pathetic point. You, we have not done our homework. We don't know our history. We don't know who's running our country. And we don't know who's in control.
Well, go ahead and make your point about Churchill, please.
Well, Churchill and Roosevelt were the two key players in setting up the United Nations. Roosevelt was thrilled that he came up with the name United Nations. But, you know, my point is that...
Because the League of Nations had failed with Woodrow Wilson.
That's right. That's right. And they went off and they just waited until they could get America after World War II to come in. You know, it was supposed to, you know, be a place where it would end all wars. And interestingly enough, when you take a look at the UN, there's been 40 wars in the last 15 years versus 18 wars from 1945 until 15.
And then there are always police actions. They're just really wars against populations. Take the UN from April to June in 1994, admittedly between 500 and 700,000 people killed. The UN would actually take the Christians, the Tutsis, put them in a camp, and then in many cases, we have photos of it, kill them themselves or have the Hutus kill them. And Madeleine Albright told the UN and the British government told the UN, this is part of the record, hey, don't save those people. Let them be hacked to death by the Hutus.
Yeah.
Because they had the oil, and then later Dutch Royal Shell moved into those Tutsi areas that had the oil.
Yeah, you know, we saw that, did we not, down in Rhodesia and in South Africa, you know, the Boer War.
We saw the same thing in Burma, just calmly reported in The Guardian a few years ago that the UN, to make a UN biosphere zone, they went and machine gunned 3,000 of the natives.
Yeah.
It's just calmly reported. Meanwhile, the UN goes, oh, you're bad, you're torturing. It's all part of the same system.
It is, and it's evil. You can call it sustainable development if you want. Let me point something out with the ports that you may or may not be aware of. There are agreements that our country has been signing with different countries for the last 20 years called Open Skies. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah, they signed Open Skies several decades ago where there's no regulation of who flies over and what they do.
Well, that's right, but part of Open Skies
is the Treaty of the Sea.
Part of Open Skies is that they will now allow, now, the Open Skies, the major agreement that is supposed to be done by October of this year is the Open Skies agreement between the United States and the EU. What that will allow for the first time in our history is for foreign companies to come in and buy up our airlines, which heretofore was always felt to be something very sensitive where we didn't want any foreigners.
Well, let's be clear. Other countries don't let us do this.
That's right.
We're being subdivided. We're being looted. I'm going to take a few calls, Joan, and then get more into your book, United Nations Global Straitjacket, and what people will read in that book. Jeffrey in New Orleans, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, and I have an update on the planning and zoning situation down here, which is very bad.
Charles is involved in, too, with the British.
Absolutely.
And we'll get Joan to comment on that. Go ahead.
All right, let me summarize the two plans that are coming up, simply put. The state is proposing, and the federal government's proposing, to pay each homeowner in affected areas $150,000 if they have flood insurance, or $105,000 if they don't. They will be given three options. One is to rebuild, and if the rebuilding cost is more than $150,000, you're going to go into debt. Two, you can sell your property to the federal government and move to higher ground, and you'll still get a subsidy. And three, you can sell.
Well, there's also a lot of areas that they're going to condemn out of hand and build hotels on.
That is correct, and that's what I'm getting ready to talk about. If you sell the federal government and go to higher ground, or you sell the federal government and get out of Louisiana, that place will become green space, and you won't be able to build on it again. And the point is that I was in an argument with Clancy DeBose of Gambit, one of the local newspapers this morning on this, and he is advocating that the city council no longer have any review in terms of planning and zoning, and that the Planning and Zoning Commission will have tyrannical control, and the only way you'll get
remedy goes to the court. Here's the deal. The $200 million that's going to be handed out, a pittance, is going to be given to the people themselves. Then once they're moved out, and this has even been in the New York Times, they're very proud of it, then they're going to hand those tens of billions directly to the companies that are going to move in there and basically be paid to build the new city and then charge everyone rent. And so it's going to a modern city. And I've heard, John, I know you've covered this. Thanks for the call, Jeffrey. I appreciate it. Comment on what's happening in New Orleans, please.
I've written an 18-page paper on Katrina. The bottom line is you're going to see Agenda 21, regional government meaning there's no representative government. It's all appointed directly with the powers that be directly.
An example of that is they just circumvent legislatures and city councils and county commissioners. They come in and pay off the legislature in a one-time deal to cede their authority, say with the toll roads, to a regional mobility authority that is private. And then and again, the wife of the toll road company can be, you know, the chairman of it. It doesn't matter. And then they just take over everything.
That's right. I mean, there's not going to be any freedom. This is all going to be public-private partnership, regional government. And, you know, Agenda 21, meaning you're going to have sustainable transportation.
And that goes back to feudalism. That's why we have the Supreme Court ruling saying if a private land baron wants to lobby, and then they can take your property. And here's the kicker. They're not giving you just compensation.
No.
See, the debate is, oh, they can take your land and pay you for it if somebody private wants it. No siree, Bob, folks. They're giving people one quarter on average in New London and Freeport, Texas.
That's right. That's right. I mean, this is so evil. In the people of America, I mean, don't stand up to this. It's going to take a while, but, you know, this is sort of like the Russian Revolution. It's going to go region by region by region. You know, if it's not a hurricane, it's going to be something else, a tornado, who knows?
Every cover they get. Let's talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air with Joan Vion. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Joan, Alex. Joan, I think the joke on your one-day trip over there was, you know, the notion that Alan Greenspan is in charge of our economy or in charge of the Fed. I mean,
yeah, when he himself is a titular head of the big European central banks in that hierarchy, and the joke is that would even have to be stated. It's like saying, hey, the sky is blue.
Exactly. That was my point. Also,
yeah.
on the matter of the United Nations, how that was named, you know, the United Nations organization was actually, the name was actually used in a paper by the American Historical Association back in about 1908.
I have a New York Times 1937 original newspaper that has the 10 FEMA regions and everything from 1937.
Now, this has been in the works for a long time, and so let's not credit FDR with any originality. He was just a water carrier like Churchill.
I agree that he's a water carrier, but you know, he has been given credit for coming up with the name. I mean, this isn't a book that I read. I mean, you know, lots of things.
No, I know they give themselves credit, and I know that he brought it forward. You're correct. I mean, I don't think he's saying you're wrong. The only point we're making is this is diabolical. This thing spans hundreds of years.
Right. Absolutely.
And again, it's like the mission statement of a university. How can, say, UT be 120 or 150 years old? How can Harvard be 300 years old? You know, how can these things be so old and keep getting bigger and keep expanding? It's the people that sit in the positions of power get the power from it, and then they also move to grow it and make it bigger. That's how people go, how could it be 100 years old? It is. Mike, you want to talk about that?
No, I'm not prepared right now. I was trying to remember the name of the scientist that you had on from the naval weapons lab. We had him on a couple times, I think, who who pointed out that you know, they have the technology to knock down the magnitude of her.
Yeah, Dr. Ben Livingston, the head of the weapons lab, it's totally. And then Chertoff made a joke last week, Associated Press, going, "Yeah, we can control the weather." Well, it's admitted they can. They could have stopped that hurricane, but they didn't, did they, Joan?
No, they didn't. No. In fact, it was perfectly centered wherever it went.
Yeah.
But then the general public still doesn't know. It's like telling somebody that airplanes exist. They go, no, they don't. This is an admitted technology.
Yeah, admitted. I mean, and, you know, they changed the weather during Vietnam. I mean, that's when they first started.
Well, this is the guy that did it. Yeah, this is the guy. Anything else, Mike?
No, sir. I'm enjoying your conversation, and I'll sit back and listen.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. Folks, there's really nobody out there who's done more research and been more places and covered this more. I mean, her book gets into population control, all of it. Each chapter makes you an expert in the United Nations Global Straitjacket by Joan Vion. Makes you an expert on whole facets of this tentacled creature. I hope you'll go to Infowars.com and order a copy or call toll-free and get it. I mean, I'm really pushing this book because I, you know, read it about a year ago. And it is such an easy read. It's full of documents, diagrams, their own admissions, their own documents. Joan, you have done a master work writing this book.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Final segment with Joan Vion coming up straight ahead. We're so honored to have her. Got to have her up yet again. I want to talk about the global master plan when we get back. What will the world look like if they win?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
And links through over to her site. Joan Vion joining us. We're going to get you back up for an hour again in a few weeks just to talk about population control, because there's so many different agendas covering every facet of human life on this planet. But if the globalists get their way, what is their stated world? I mean, if they could get it all done tomorrow, what would the world look like? What are they planning to do?
Well, actually, I mean, you've said it very well many times. We would be in a feudalistic society. In other words, you and I are just going to be worker bees on the plantation.
In fact, I put the policy documents in my film Road to Tyranny. At the end of the film, I show official UN past charters and plans where they say a feudal state where we will be slaves.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, right now, when you take away the value of the currency, you devalue the currency, people work harder. It's like an additional tax when you add higher taxes on top of that because the governments are broke. When you take their property, when you set them up so that they have no representative government, whether it's through eminent domain or whether it's through regional government, I mean, hey, that's all we're going to be.
And it's all accelerating right now. Why is it accelerating right now?
I think they've reached the crossover point. I mean, you know, the snowball's going down the hill. They have everything, all the infrastructure's in place. All the philosophy is in place. You look at all the people, whether they are the Bilderbergers, whether they're the royal family, whether they are Harvard or Yale or Princeton, whether it's our local police chief. You know, hey,
and they've written up global laws, Agenda 21. They then go to the big national organizations that federally write legislation with lobbyists then lobbying for that legislation to be implemented at the local level. Here's a microcosm example. Gloria Steinem now admits that the CIA approached her to start Miss Magazine. She says it was because they love the women. And I'm not against women working. My point is they said we want to get all the women in the workforce so they can be under our control working as our slaves, and then so they won't be home with the kids so we can then raise them. See, that's one more little part, and then they sell it as some feminist move. Joan?
Absolutely. When a woman works, she does not produce. Okay? If a woman works, for the most part, she does not produce. Okay? They sold woman the apple. They sold woman the apple, and they said, hey, you know, you stay at home, you're wasting your time, look what you're doing, your brain's going to mush. You know, you need to be a part of it. And all it is getting everybody involved in slave labor. Can't have anybody sitting back because you see.
And that effectively doubled the workforce, and then wages suddenly plunged. So now you're both working for less.
That's right. That's exactly
and
right.
And paying double the taxes.
That's right. Absolutely.
And again, if the woman wants to go work, the man stay home. The point is they don't want somebody raising those kids, and they've said it.
That's right. They want to steal the minds. They want to steal the hearts. They want to steal the soul. They want to steal your bank account. They want to steal what you own. I mean, this is spiritual warfare at its finest, and I think it's about time people wake up.
It's total social engineering, and of course, in your book, you get some into the Georgia Guidestones and the occultism. We're just reporters, folks. We go where the report is, and they really are into the occult, Joan.
Oh, absolutely. This is demonic from the pit of hell. This is awesome.
In fact, there's statues all over the world saying that that Prince Charles is God.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty scary when you have. I mean, you know, look, people had better wake up as to who really rules the world. I mean, you know, when Prince Charles came over here, he was surveying what he owns. He didn't go down to New Orleans because he was concerned. He went down to New Orleans because he's got vested interests.
Hey, you don't have to convince me, Joan. I mean, openly, the King of Spain's taking over most of the Texas highways. No one wants it, and the government just says, hey, we're going to do it, and if you don't go along with it, we'll arrest you.
Pretty scary. The toll roads along with the ports, open skies, I mean, you know.
Joan Vion, it was amazing having you. I really appreciate you spending the last 55 minutes with us. We'll talk to you real soon, and we're carrying what I think is your most powerful publication, the United Nations Global Straitjacket, and God bless you.
God bless you. God bless America.
Take care, Joan Vion. Again, the book's available at InfoWars.com right now. You need it. Give it to your friends and family. We'll come back, take a few calls. We've got another guest coming up in about 10 minutes. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.